Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Just back from India. We were chatting about that the other day. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Oh, Bob. Big controversy. A former U.S. House Speaker, Dennis Hastert, agrees to pay a big chunk of money, supposedly in hush money, to keep somebody silent about misconduct by, himself. I guess he was once in line to be, as you know, the U.S. President. I mean, third in line. Anyone who's the Speaker of the House is third in line. So he's third in line. This is a pretty big scandal, isn't it? I mean, this indictment?
Well, I knew him well. I was a Speaker's appointment. There's only three of us directly appointed by the Speaker. I was one of the three. So, you know, we were in his office constantly. We were Speaker's chairman, it was called. He's an upstanding guy. He did have some dirt out there with a land deal and a highway that went through somewhere. And I've got to tell you, Kate, I must have had 14 private messages on Facebook and emails from reporters, friends, former staffers, etc. But I don't think it's the land deal. I think there's some type of extortion that was going down here for something he's done. And there was always a lot of kind of cloaks of secrecy in his office here and there with some of his staffers are almost like to the paranoia point, and, you know. So I don't know if something happened or what. I've got to tell you, he was a nice guy, real, you know, upstanding guy, didn't lie to you, didn't do the usual BS you see in Congress out of people like Boehner, you know,
right,
things like that. But something's happened. I mean, his mistake is obviously taking out increments because of money laundering. They watch that. In other words, if he'd have taken out $100,000 and paid this person, they're calling him Person A, for hush money, I guess in itself that's not, you know, illegal. In fact, he could have turned him into the FBI. But he did this in a way, and he did the big number one sin. I know I've been down the path and I never did it. You don't lie to the FBI, then they really nail you for lying.
Wow. I mean, you think of him, you think it's crazy. You think of, and you, as you said, you know him really well. And there's got to be something that we don't know, obviously, that's gone on here. I mean, there's, you know, they're saying individual A, and there's a lot of kind of gray area here, but not gray, that there's impropriety, and they're going to nail him for this, Bob.
Yeah, paying for this. Kate, when this flashed across my screen, I got it from one of the Hill reporters contacted me. I literally could have dropped my coffee cup. I mean, that is the last person I would have thought, you know, that there would be any kind of indiscretion. I mean, look, we can do our imagination here. It's most likely something sexual. And he didn't want it revealed. And would have been better off, frankly, to have, because it's revealed now, it will be. Just would have been better off to go to the FBI and say, look, I'm being extorted. And it would have really ended in a different manner.
Right, and I need help. All right, so we move from that, and we'll find out what happens there. And it's funny because you say, and knowing Hastert, he's one of the people that I probably talked to him 10 times in my career, and he was very gracious about taking calls and coming on the air. And, you know, and how do you, when you do, when you're a little talk show girl, how many times you get the Speaker of the House? And he was pretty forthright, and I really enjoyed having him on. So, boy, that's a crazy thing. This was huge, and of course, the military admitting we made a mistake. Whoops, live anthrax. Are you kidding me? They sent this anthrax accidentally to labs in 9 states and that Air Force base in South Korea. What's the latest on that?
Well, this keeps, it's evolving, because even more people now, they had to kind of do a pretest to make sure they weren't, you know, hurt. But I've got to tell you, if you sit here and you think, and my mind wandered in this direction, are we one day going to hear that somebody accidentally pushed the wrong button and launched something in a city that shouldn't be launched in? I mean, really, this is anthrax. This isn't like something that somebody accidentally sat in the hallway and said, give that to UPS or FedEx. And by the way, it was a private carrier. I think FedEx, that they told to carry it. live spores. I mean, this had to be removed from an area that they knew what this was. And you want to talk about a mistake. Now, I hope they don't do this interest of national security, we can't tell you what happened deal, because this one, they need to be right out front. And this has to be, you cannot make a mistake on anthrax. This is not accidentally, you know, shipping a thing of ground coffee.
Yeah. Oops, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. We all remember, and you remember that, 9/11. Remember the whole anthrax thing? Geez, you were there.
I was there. In fact, we had to get tested because we were in right below Senator Daschle's office in the Hart building, and our old office had the anthrax, and they took that was militarization anthrax, where they can take it and they can make it into a grade that becomes powder-like, dust-like. And, of course, it came from our military base, so that type of anthrax, if intercepted, live spores, I think, is more militarization anthrax, not natural farm anthrax.
Yeah, wow, absolutely crazy. And then how about this FIFA scandal, the whole soccer thing? Because that's huge when you think of the world of soccer. And, yes, it's not politics, but it's politics of a different sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, this took a new life this afternoon. You know, I was looking at it, and they went in, they, you know, drug out 14 people out of a luxury hotel. You know, it's very sensational. It took a new twist today because Nike is in the hot box. They paid about 30-some million, and they think additional money in a Swiss account, to a guy, Jose Halawa, who ran a group called the Traffic Group, and they sort of, well, not sort of, they... It looks like they paid him direct $30 million when they had already paid the Brazilian hockey team $160 million. So did Adidas, but that was legitimate. Looks like they paid this guy to do favors for them. And I've got, you know, Nike. There might be some other businesses in this. So this thing is going to, I think, evolve way beyond just these 14 people. I think some major international corporations are going to be in some deep trouble.
Yeah, and how do they explain their way out of that? Once people are caught and then the dominoes start to fall, it doesn't matter. That's how a corporation can be taken out.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, where initially they're protected, but now when you're on the hot seat, not so easy, you know, for that to happen. So we still have this, and you and I chatted just the last thing briefly about this. We have no movement, nothing new in this whole Patriot Act deal because, as you know, the clock is ticking for it to just go dark. Do you think it goes dark? It's out, it's done, and then what?
I think it looks like it's going to go dark. Now, the president's really been on the telephone on this thing, but what's ended up happening, Rand Paul has been attacked viciously by Governor Bobby Jindal, Republican, and Chris Christie, Republican from New Jersey, the governor. He's been attacked viciously, and they said, oh, you're weak on terrorists. And, of course, the Republican Senator Lee of Utah said that Chris Christie was comparable to political pornography in saying these things. So they're internally just eating each other alive on the Republican side. But it's boiling down to where Rand Paul, who was very clear that they shouldn't have all this data collection, which is what the president's agreeing with. And Mitch McConnell, Kate, is just like this, I don't know, kind of oblivious guy that runs the Senate now, Republican. And I just don't think he understands. You have a president and a House who says, look, we want to limit some of these things. And McConnell's held out. And I think it's too late. I think, I don't know how he can even get them all back in time.
Yeah, craziness. All right, Bob Ney, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. No, it's just no use when all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now?
Welcome back to America Tonight. I'll tell you what, a big week in Washington, partially because the Patriot Act has expired. So that means basically now Monday, when everybody rolls into town, the Patriot Act has expired. So all of the conversation about what's going to happen, what'll happen, you know, when this goes away because of this exposure, the NSA says, well, we could be victimized as a result of letting the gates down, so to speak. That's what it's going to be. This is what the conversation has already been in Washington, but that's all we're going to hear for the entire week. And there were some emergency sessions and conversations, but nothing was extended. There wasn't the Band-Aid that I thought perhaps typical of Washington would go over this situation, and it didn't happen. So what ultimately will Congress do as the sun rises? So you need to think about the lone wolf terror suspects. and what the Justice Department is saying, the FBI and the NSA, they are still allowed to continue using Section 215. And what is 215? Well, 215 in the roving wiretap provision means they can investigate. They can still do that. Even though this whole June 1st date will hit, any new investigations have to go without the without some of the roving wiretaps. And the idea of, that you have the ability to petition the FISA court, which was crazy anyway, for warrants to grab business records, telephone metadata stuff in cases that are deemed to be terrorism cases. That's why that whole thing was set up. So, and that's all under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act for warrants and any of the security stuff. So it sounds like a bunch of convoluted gobbledygook, and it is. It is. It's a giant ruse in a sense. So the NSA's bulk metadata collection program was supposed to end at 8 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. Because that's military time, right? It's in compliance to the deadline by military time, and that's how it would roll out. But the whole thing, even the date was confusing. And when it kicked in and how they wind this down and everything else. So they're taking down the system. They're shutting off the inputs between telecom companies and U.S. intelligence. They got to bring down the servers. They got to configure and re-monitor software. Or their software will be monitored to see that they do that. They can't access any data at any of these telecom companies, any of them. So the system has to be locked down, so there's no chance that it comes through or could be accessed at all during the time frame. So, you know, go and figure. They started cutting off the connections at 4 o'clock, really, some of them anyway, 4 o'clock Eastern in the afternoon. The new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, said last week that the United States would face a serious lapse in national security. So here we are in the throes of this. Do you think that this is a serious lapse, or this was the right thing to have? The director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, said that we would lose entirely an important capability that helps us identify all those potential U.S.-based associates of foreign terrorists by doing this. So is this fear-mongering? And what is it? Is it national security trumping civil liberties in reverse? So civil liberties trumping national security and privacy concerns? The ACLU said earlier last week that efforts to short-circuit reform efforts shouldn't be allowed to succeed. They said allowing the provisions of the Patriot Act to sunset wouldn't affect the government's ability to conduct targeted investigations or combat terrorism. Because there's other tools, right? Grand jury subpoenas, other stuff where they can get information. So really, it's like, what are the facts on the capabilities and what's necessary? The Justice Department says top secret nature of investigations make it a challenge. Roving wiretaps used in terrorism cases, they say, is used less than 100 times a year. But are we going to be in a bind because of that? Ugh. I think it's an awesome question to tackle. Because now, if you think of one of the most notable whistleblowers, leaker, Ed Snowden, was the one who raised the curtain on what was going on at the NSA. And now we're down that path. And then the Patriot Act really was thrown into the fire, partially because of that. So the Patriot Act, the provisions are technically expired. So what happens? What happens now? Is there a greater sense of security on our civil liberties? Was Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, right? with his mini filibuster. No more bulk data collection. Even trying to come up with another kind of a bill, that's not going to be part of the plan. They're not going to be able to do that. So are we less safe? Or is it better to take the chance because for once our privacy won't be so trampled on? So many people felt violated by what happened as a result of an overreach at times with the Patriot Act. It is a gray area in a sense, but at the same time, because of the things that were happening, because of some of the ridiculous overreaching, I think it needed to be reworked anyway. Do we really need to have everything and everybody tapped who says any word related to terrorism because they had ridiculous parameters for who they spied on, basically? Because that's what it's like. I mean, what's really going on at the National Security Agency? I think there's a lot of questions flying around. All right, coming up on this show, we have the weekly re-rack plus odds and ends, some sad things happening. The VP's son died of brain cancer. Jeezy wasn't even 50 years old. Also, the Secretary of State is off in Geneva and decides as a weekend warrior he's going to go for it cycling. It doesn't end very well for him, I'll explain. On a brighter note, a lot of the floodwaters are receding in Texas, for example. Texas had been slammed with 35 trillion gallons of water falling in the month of May, which is amazing, but amazingly sad, as so many people lost their lives having no idea what hit them. And still looking for missing people in South Texas, still trying to find people because they disappeared. They know it has to do with the flood. There was enough rain that fell in May to cover the entire state 8 inches deep. That's extreme weather. And people forget about the tornadoes, too, because there was tornadoes mixed in between. 22 people died. 22 people died. And Texas was declared a major disaster by the president. Wow. All right, so hang through. We're going to kick it back, and I'll see you in a minute here on America Tonight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your turn is to plead my case. No arrest, just send me in the outer space. Let my fingers off each other.
Bulk phone data collection program, boom, expiring. The Senate missed the deadline. They scurried, tried to hit it, as I was saying. And there's some confusion in the mix of that. But just cutting to the chase, as I mentioned in our last segment, it's they can't do the big grab anymore. They can't throw the big net out anymore. That's it for now, anyway. They failed to reach any kind of a deal on the extension or approve a House bill that would have kind of altered the program. And that's what they were really looking at doing, hitting some key provisions, and they couldn't do it. So Rand Paul was vowing to return to the Hill on Sunday to block the bill in NSA spying. Governor Tom Ridge says it's the right kind of fight to renew the Patriot Act. Who's right? It's about you and me, America. We make up this country. Is Rand Paul right? Do we really need that? That's the bigger question. And throughout the show, you can weave in your comments. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. All right, I mentioned a sad story. Beau Biden, son of the VP, died of brain cancer. You know, he had been fighting that for a little bit, for a while. And Beau Biden, you know, is actually pretty popular among his peers. 46 years old. 46 years old, and that's pretty rough. When he was diagnosed with it, I remember they mentioned that they talked about it and talked about he's, you know, in the fight of his life. And he was a lawyer, and he was a member of the Delaware National Guard. He's a former Delaware Attorney General. And, you know, there was a statement that the president released and just said that Michelle and I humbly pray for the good Lord to watch over Beau Biden and to protect and comfort his family here on earth. And, you know, he planned to run for governor of Delaware in 2016, but he kept having all these health problems. And he's had health problems before. In 2010, he had a stroke, and he was, you know, then he would have been, what, 41 years old? Then he was in a hospital for cancer treatment. MD Anderson is supposedly one of the best cancer facilities in the country, and he had surgery in August of 2013. He had a lesion, radiation, all that kind of stuff. Some of this may sound familiar to some of you who have had family members, or maybe yourself, you've gone through some kind of cancer treatment, but it was reoccurring, and he was, they kept trying to treat it, whatever they could do, but they, you know, they couldn't, like in so many cancers, they did everything they could, but just couldn't knock it out of him. And I know people that knew Beau Biden a little bit and said really some really good things about him, because I grew up in Philadelphia, and Delaware is just really smack dab almost on top of Philadelphia. And he did 5 years as a federal prosecutor in Philadelphia. This is the people I know had a connection to him back then. And they said he was, you know, just the kind of guy that volunteered, jumped in, and all that kind of stuff. So very sad, very young when you're talking about someone in their 40s to die, and to die of brain cancer is a pretty rough way to go, very rough way to go. I mentioned also, too, on the MASH unit side, in of a way different sort, the Secretary of State decides, you know what, I'm going to go for a bike ride in Geneva. Yeah, I'm going to do that thing. And he broke his leg, so he had to be flown back to the U.S. He was supposed to be doing this tour of a couple of different nations, actually four different places he was supposed to hit, that they had couldn't do it and had to wrap it up. Sorry, broke his leg. He was holding nuclear talks with Iran's foreign minister, and he had to come back to go, you know, take care of the leg. They said he never lost consciousness. He smashed into a curb, apparently. And really where it happened was, if we're being specific, a place called Sienneser, France, which is outside the Swiss border. And, you know, he had a motorcade and all that kind of stuff. So there was a dock that happened to be part of that motorcade, and they could immediately at least attend to him anyway. And that's part of his deal, these whole cycling rides. Every place he goes, he takes his bike on the plane, and, you know, there he was in these talks that were part of that whole framework agreement thing. So he met with the foreign minister, Zarif, for like 6 hours over the weekend, and they're trying to seal this accord by June 30th, and then the leg thing happens, so they're going to have to re-rack that, of course. I mean, re-rack the meetings anyway. I don't think that changes the scope of it. You know, we could argue about whether or not, because it's non-binding, we could argue about whether or not that there's going to have some real success with it, or no. You know how I feel. I've talked about this ad nauseum on America Tonight as far as I'm concerned with Iran. Sure, try diplomacy if you want, but is it really going to work? And do you really trust what would come out of some of these diplomatic conversations? And my answer is no, because they're not meeting deadlines in the first place. And I think, how easy would it be to move things around? Not that I'm, you know, being caustic about the whole thing, but realistic. And we certainly have had many people on this show with ties, who have former ties to Iran, to tell us some of the shenanigans and things that have happened. So for now, that goes by the boards, but I don't think it's going to change that timeline. It's just a very strange deal for him. Oop, broke your leg. Let's get him on the plane. Boom, fly back. So it probably cost us a few dollars in gas since we pay for the gas of the planes, don't we? But other than that, I don't think they're going to miss any deadlines. It doesn't feel that way to me anyway. I don't think so. It's not going to be a missed deal. June 30th will come, and whatever's going to happen with that deal, they'll work out the more than the framework. They'll have it done. They'll have it done. And you know what? In the midst of all these things that we're talking about here, right? And I hate to just blast you with negativity flying off of a weekend. I have to tell you about this one story that I came across of a woman who finished a marathon at how old? 92 years old. I mean, that's unbelievable. 92 years old. And this is a woman that she's been featured in stories before. Her name's Harriet Thompson. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is a very popular marathon. If I was a runner and I was going to run a marathon, this is the one I would want to do. It's in San Diego, and it's called the Rock and Roll Marathon, right? She did it in 7 hours. I'm going to say this again. This is a 92-year-old woman. She ran a marathon. 7 hours, 24 minutes, 36 seconds. And the second she crossed the finish line, because she was just mobbed, people were hysterical over her. It was her 16th marathon. And she said, of course, the hardest one that she's done. She says it gets harder every year. I mean, you know, she had a husband that died in January. He was battling some kind of an illness. She had a staph infection in one of her legs. I mean, can we just say, you're an amazing broad. You need to rest. You need to just enjoy what's left of your time. But I guess, you know, she says, listen, she loves doing this. So that's the bottom line. She loves doing it. I mean, she's 92 years old and 65 days. So she ran that marathon. Could you finish a marathon in 7 hours? Patrick, how about you? Patrick's the opposite end of what this woman is. He's on the opposite side of the time spectrum from Harriet Thompson being 21. Could you do a marathon in 7 hours and however many minutes?
I can probably run a mile in about 8 minutes. But to do a marathon, that would take me much longer. It'd probably take me a couple days.
Yeah, you and I would be shut off the lights, take down the banners, and nobody would be there when we came across the mythical finish line, because I would be the same way. Right. I mean, if I really made it the goal and I was single-minded and I was going to do it, because I think when you're determined you're going to do something, you have a much better chance at it. But I still believe that this is an incredible feat that she's done this. It's just incredible. But she has that capacity, obviously. She's a classically trained pianist. She's played 3 times at Carnegie Hall. And she says that how she gets through the running is she mentally plays piano pieces in her head. That's what happens. I mean, you're talking about 26 miles and change. And she didn't even start running marathons until she was in her 70s. There was somebody in her church that came up to her and wanted to about being a sponsor in the marathon to raise money. And then, you know, she had lost a bunch of people in her family to cancer and said, oh, geez, maybe I should do that. And then she decided, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm not just going to give money. I'm just going to be the one that does that. That's incredible. I mean, that is the daily salute. There's no question. She's gotten a lot of applause, and she just deserves so much more because that's an incredible feat. 92, let alone your bones, your body, and how it holds up. And I don't know, maybe there's something to it. There's something to what she, in her lifetime, has done, starting in her 70s. Maybe that just, you know, made her younger, her body, all that exercise they always talk about. I don't know. I had grandparents that lived into their 90s and amazed me with some of the things they did, but they could not run a marathon. Trust me on that. All right, the weekly re-rack on the flip side. Thanks.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
About FIFA and what's going on there. And how about this? Vladimir Putin denouncing the U.S. over these FIFA arrests. We've got in our virtual green room Tom Sima. He is a corporate attorney who, by the way, has a very active practice in representing clients from Russian-speaking countries who are doing lots of business in the United States. He also, I'll throw this in, advises American companies in international deals involving Russian-speaking counterparties as well. Tom, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, happy to be able to give you any thoughts I have.
So when you first saw this about Putin denouncing the U.S., and of course you've certainly seen a lot of what Putin has done of late, at least in the past 2 years on a couple of other fronts, what did you think?
Well, it's very in keeping with the narrative that he's trying to construct. His essential position is that the United States is bullying Russia, that we're trying to overthrow his regime, and that everything that we do is aimed at making his country weaker. And so as a result, everything that he says is playing into that narrative. He said that this matter had nothing to do with the U.S., and the U.S. is just seeking to extend its jurisdiction to other countries.
And ultimately, this is just part of, as you said, the Putin spin, right? There's a reason for this, to paint the United States as the bad guys?
Well, sure. And, you know, just yesterday he signed a new law that actually allows the criminal prosecution of foreigners in foreign corporations working in Russia. So, for example, if I'm over in Russia with a Russian law firm or an American law firm, but I'm over there as an American working, doing business, I'm now subjected to the risk that if I displease the wrong people, they may make a phone call to the state security services and say that I'm a spy, and they could bring criminal charges against me for being a foreign agent.
Wow. And I mentioned at the top that you've got clients on all sides of this. Would you think they'd be a little bit nervous about being in Russia for any kind of an extended amount of time?
Well, there are a lot of companies that are reassessing their exposure in Russia. Certainly,
wow.
Some of the larger companies like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, the oil and gas companies are continuing to do business to the extent that they can. Some of them have had their activities curtailed by sanctions, but they're still managing to do what they've always done. It's really the mid-level and smaller companies that are finding that the business climate is much harsher than it used to be. And that's not just for foreigners either. That smaller Russian businesses are really feeling the crunch now too, which is too bad because it's the Russian middle class that had been growing that really is in the opposition to Putin. So perversely, the sanctions seem to have financially killed a lot of the people who would be otherwise trying to stop Putin or at least rein in some of the more crazy things that he and the Duma, the parliament, have been engaging in.
Yeah, and why is that? Didn't it seem like a few years ago that there was this little bit of a handshake and there was great business that was starting to be drummed up in Russia, or am I just imagining that?
No, you're not imagining it, and I think there's been a very strong shift in Russia, even before the Ukraine crisis. When Medvedev was the president and Putin was acting as the prime minister of Russia, although they talked about them being two faces of the same machine, I think it really was at least some sort of a tentative effort by the Russian government to explore trying to have better relations with the West, because Medvedev was very pro-Western, business-friendly sort of guy. And so they didn't really try things maybe as well as they could have, and maybe they did some of the wrong things, and they got the wrong ideas of what was going on. And so they shifted back to Putin and a harder line and a more isolationist approach to their business dealings.
Yeah. For you, and specializing in Russia, why do you specialize in that? I mean, obviously, I'm thinking you probably speak Russian and you're skilled in the laws, because right away you revealed something that I had no idea about, the criminal element. I knew that there was discussions, but I didn't realize that had already kicked in that new law. So what's the attraction for you, as many people practice all kinds of law? Why did you go down this road?
Well, it's interesting. During Perestroika, I became very interested in the Soviet Union, as it was at the time. And I think a lot of Americans were very interested at that time, in particular in Russia and everything Russian. And it's just that it never really left me. And I went over there to study in the 1990s during the Yeltsin years.
Yeah.
And I learned Russian fluently and made a lot of really great friends. Not only in Russia, but also in Ukraine and Kazakhstan in particular. And I just followed that because I found it to be a very interesting niche market. And outside of the big law firms, there really aren't a lot of lawyers who cater to this sort of business.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting because what an interesting background you have to see the ebb and flow of that, being there studying in the 90s and now we're at this point. It's a shame. Do you think once Putin is gone, which who knows when that is, that things could possibly bounce back? Because it sounds as though he's got some backing from others.
Well, it's difficult to say how much would change. I think things would change, certainly, if Putin leaves. But I don't know how much they're going to change, because when you have deep structures in your government that are geared towards certain things, it's very difficult to change that overnight. You know, after the Bolshevik Revolution, the communists had this idea that they were going to completely rewrite the legal system, and they were going to come up with an entirely new type of law called socialist law. But the problem that they ran into was that all of the judges and all of the lawyers and this system, as it had worked, you know, the bureaucracy, everything, the entire government apparatus was based on a certain legal structure, and there was only so much that they could really change because it's really entrenched at a certain point. And so I think that, you know, for better or for worse, a lot of Russia's power structure is entrenched in a certain way of looking at the world and a certain way of operating.
Yeah, and do you think, too, as long as you brought up the Ukraine, and I kind of alluded to it at the top, as long as that's going on, there's no way to kind of mend this fence? It's just going to continue to be where it is?
Well, I certainly don't think that the fences are going to be mended right away. But realistically, at some point, Russia and Ukraine are going to have to sit down and figure out how to deal with each other because they're neighbors, and that's not going to ever change. You know, geography dictates that they will have to have dealings with one another, and geography also means that historically they've had a lot of communication, and their cultures are very complementary to one another in a lot of ways. But at the present time, everyone is highlighting their differences and distinctions because of the very poisoned atmosphere between the two countries right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And with this poison atmosphere and then this whole FIFA thing, you know, I think kind of now silence is golden. Nobody's really saying anything necessarily from the Obama administration. But, you know, we watched what happened through the Ukrainian thing that we just discussed. And I guess it's probably just that stay pat mentality. How does this affect your clients? What do they tell you? They have to be a little bit nervous when things all of a sudden shake in a different direction.
Well, sure. Some of my clients are making plans to move assets and businesses out of the country right now. And that's not only in Russia. Some people who are in Ukraine are a little nervous about the future, as they would understandably be. At the same time, there are a lot of people who are willing to stick this through and hoping that at some point there will be a relaxation of the situation and things will start to get better. And while maybe they won't be where they were, you know, say 4 years ago, if it does get better, then, you know, there's still money to be made in Russia. It's a huge country with a very highly educated populace with a lot to offer the world.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting stuff. Would you still say that people should put that on their bucket list as somebody who spent time there to go and see Russia?
Oh, absolutely. There's Ukraine as well. And I would add Kazakhstan, which not a lot of people get to. But really, almost all of these countries of the former Soviet Union are just, they have phenomenal beauty and a rich history. Really friendly people when you get to know them, and an interesting culture, and I would definitely recommend that.
All right, Tom Sima, thanks so much. You were terrific. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Happy to give you my thoughts.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.